Good morning. The time is 8:16. You are listening to The Morning Interview over at Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today I have Charlie Woodcock, Executive Director of Youth Advocates of Sitka, and Amy Zanuzowski, Executive Director of Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services. Thank you both so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And today we are talking about how Youth Advocates of Sitka and Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services are teaming up to bring a new parenting program into town. That initiative is called Parenting with Love and Limits, and it aims to assist families in which children are at risk of being placed outside of the home. Charlie, could you tell me a little bit about what Parenting with Love and Limits will look like in Sitka?
Yes, Parenting with Love and Limits, which we refer to as PLL, is a evidence-based modality that is actually a family system, counseling system. We have multiple components in it. One component is the what we call a coaching system, coaching sessions, which will be 8 months, 8 weeks long. And coupled with that is a group component, too. The focus in PLL is directly related to the family itself. Unlike other modalities where we focus on the child, the youth, the parents, we focus on the whole system. And the goal there is to develop coping skills and systems where the family can address issues within the family and actually create some functional long-term changes.
And so unlike individual treatments, there will be family treatment and then group treatments in addition to that. Amy, could you tell me a little bit, or just if families have concerns about having their privacy shared or being among other families in the treatment process. What can families expect from that?
Well, both of our agencies are held to a really high, you know, standard with HIPAA. And so we have a business agreement in place and we have MOAs in place to protect the families. But we also are talking with them and letting them know that we are doing it with two agencies. There will be two trained clinicians working with the adults and the children in the group setting. And so in that group setting, it'll be more of a, I wouldn't say lecture, but more of an educational and not so much as a therapy component. They're not going to be in there, you know, spilling their dirty laundry, as you will, but then working as more of an education component on how to gain control of the home again.
Yeah. The real essence of the issues will be addressed in those individual coaching sessions with a clinician and the family itself. So that won't even bleed over into the group dynamic. Everything that's going to be addressed in group dynamic is more universal skills and interventions that could be done in a more universal kind of setting.
Got it. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So all the sharing will happen in mm-hmm. family in the individual family treatments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
And so this is a partnership between two agencies. Amy, what does this partnership look like?
Well, lucky for us, the Department of Behavioral Health opened up Parenting in Love and Limits to our community, to the whole entire state. And Charlie and I basically went through the process to apply, and we became a flex site for Parenting in Love and Limits here in Sitka. And we're really kind of excited because it's a new venture for both of our agencies to work together in with one capacity. And then also it's really exciting because Parenting with Love and Limits, which is an evidence-based program, has never done two agencies in the same community. It's normally kind of just focused in one agency in that community. So we're really looking forward to being able to collaborate more and work together with this evidence-based program for our families in the community.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we're the only certified site in southeastern Alaska, too. So
unique. And this kind of treatment is for parents of kids between the ages of 10 to 18. So that's, you know, kids getting into the pre-teenage, teenage years. What parents or what kinds of, what family, who will benefit from this? And what will this address in family dynamics of parents of youth that age?
This modality can actually teach interventions to an array of different kinds of families with different kinds of issues and problems within their family system. It was initially created to make sure that children that's almost at the point of going to residential, a place outside of the home, that would stop and the child would stay in the home itself. So it can deal with very acute situations where the child is about ready to be removed to more non-acute situations where, you know, you're dealing with disruptive behaviors in the home or just some system issues.
And how does this model differ from other traditional treatment models?
Yeah. No other family model has the same kind of dynamic where there's a group component and an individual coaching component. And also the interventions that we have as a certified site is different and unique with PLL. Solely. So it's a, and also there has been a lot of research with PLLs to be successful in situations where the child is very disruptive and the family is very disruptive as a relationship to that. So there's a lot of evidence behind it actually working.
One of the differences too is that the child is not in therapy by themselves, or the parent or adult is not in therapy by themselves. So it's bringing it together so that the common language is happening for the parents and the youth, and it's working together versus fix my kid. Mm-hmm. Kind of just, here, you take care of this, and you don't bring that common language back into the home, you're never going to fix all of the problems that are happening.
And this is, as you mentioned, Charlie, an 8-week program. Is that a relatively short amount of time? And Yeah.
It has a real defined beginning and end, and that's one of the components of the evidence-based brief model. We do have an intense time frame within those 8 weeks. There can be 4 hours a week of actual work being done, 2 hours within group, 2 hours within coaching sessions. So there's a lot of intense work that's done. But there is a beginning and an end, unlike traditional psychotherapy that could go on for years. So that's one of the positive aspects of this brief focus model. So.
And who should get in touch with you about starting this treatment?
Yeah, if there's any families out there that would think they would benefit from our program, we do have a number. We are accepting referrals through one number. And then we're doing reach out, what we call motivational interview by phone. A clinician will call you back and we will go through and make sure that, you know, it's the right program for you, and then start the process from that. But yeah, if you have any questions or any concerns or thoughts that, you know, you may benefit from our program, or that your family may benefit from our program, don't hesitate to contact us.
So one of the things I want to mention is that partnerships with the Department of Juvenile Justice, OCS referrals, are also families that would apply for this kind of a service and program within our agency. And that there's about 18 spots total that we're going to be filling within SIDCA or within Southeast. So it's kind of a limited amount of education and counseling and coaching for these families. So if you are interested, please give us a call so we can answer more questions or kind of talk about what it might look like for each family individually.
And just one more question. What is the long-term goal of offering PLL in SIDCA?
To make some real changes in families in SIDCA, some changes that are going to be long-term changes. What I have seen as a healthcare professional over the many years is we do provide interventions with youth, and there's some actual tangible change, but they go back into the same systems and the same behaviors start to come back again. So the real goal is to make some real impact with some of the families in SIDCA.
And to keep families together. So when a child gets displaced and goes into a residential treatment facility outside of Alaska or outside of their home, the dynamic changes within the home and trying to keep that family together instead of displacing everybody, mom, brother, sister. The goal is to keep the families together.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio. My guests are Charlie Woodcock, Executive Director of Youth Advocates of SIDCA, and Amy Zanuzowski, Executive Director of Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services. And we've been talking about a new parenting program in town called Parenting with Love and Limits. It aims to assist families in which children are at risk of being placed outside of the home. And if you know you or you know any families that might benefit from the PLL program, you may contact Youth Advocates of Sitka at 747-2848 to learn more about the program.